For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Federal authorities say they've thwarted a plot to bomb five locations around Southern California on New Year's Eve. The FBI has arrested four people who they say belong to an extremist anti-government group. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
FBI agents arrested the suspects last Friday in Lucerne Valley, some 100 miles east of Los Angeles. According to a federal criminal complaint, the group had set up a campsite in the desert to test homemade pipe bombs. Bill Asaley is the top federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. He says federal authorities found a plan for the New Year's Eve attack at one of the suspects' homes.
It included a step-by-step instructions to build IEDs or improvised explosive devices and listed multiple targets across Orange County and Los Angeles.
The complaint says the suspects belong to an offshoot of a pro-Palestinian group called the Turtle Island Liberation Front. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
Officials with Covered California, California's healthcare insurance marketplace, are reporting early declines in enrollment as federal tax credits are set to expire next year. Cap Radio's Riley Palmer has more on the numbers.
Covered California is often used by Californians who don't get health insurance from their employer. The open enrollment period started November 1st. Executive Director Jessica Altman describes what they've seen with new signups.
You look at this year compared to the same time last year, we're down over 30%.
Altman says this is because healthcare premiums are expected to skyrocket. The U.S. Senate recently voted to allow the Affordable Care Act tax credits to expire. The tax credits offer financial help to lower-income Americans to cover insurance costs.
The average increase in premium with the expiration of the enhanced tax credits for people who receive tax credits for the plan that they have today statewide is 97%, so effectively doubling.
Officials are urging users of the marketplace to consider their unique situation because everyone will be affected differently. Open enrollment ends January 31st. In Sacramento, I'm Riley Palmer.
Pedestrian traffic deaths are 20% higher than they were 10 years ago, despite some improvements in the past few years. The families of victims say efforts to address the problem are falling short. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
According to reporting from KFF Health News, traffic deaths now exceed homicide deaths in cities like LA and San Francisco. Chris Edwards lost his wife, Tilly, in June. She was struck and killed while walking to her car on Sunset Boulevard in L.A.
Allegedly, the guy who killed my wife, he has had a DUI since 2017, and his license has been suspended since. And what he's taken away from me is a lifetime that I will never know. I will never be the dad raising her kid. And it just hurts seeing how little our system actually does for justice.
Edwards says the system cuts too many plea deals, allowing repeat offenders back on the road. According to the Pew Research Center, speeding, impaired driving, and distracted driving have all become more common since the pandemic. Adam Snyder with the Governor's Highway Safety Association says there are many ways to tackle this issue.
We need fair enforcement of traffic safety laws to address dangerous driving. We need more infrastructure, more crosswalks and safe crossings. We need more vehicle technology.
Some states are looking into requiring reckless drivers to install speed-limiting technology on their vehicles. Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have required new cars to include intelligent speed assistance, arguing it would disrupt federal safety assessments. David Harkey, president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, testified during a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing this summer that crash deaths increased almost 30% from 2014 to 2022.
This spike is not a global trend. The U.S. is an outlier. Among 29 high-income countries, we rank at the bottom based on per capita fatality rate, and our rate is more than double the average.
For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that's it for today's Midday News Report. Make sure to donate to our growing newsroom at kvcrnews.org. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.